We come with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. This the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say and clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. Amen. To our preachers and deacons and trustees and to all of God's children, thank God for our choir. Jesus is still alive. I never let go of his hand. The unchanging hand. Bless his holy name. Y'all know me about now. I don't let no days change my message. God give me a message, I don't care what day it's on. I stick with what he give me. As long as the gospel being preached, that's all God wants, the truth being preached. When will Jesus come back? And why? Number 67. And I don't know how long I'll be on it. I'm letting you know right now. Lord, he was just about through with it, but I see he's not. We need to know something about this. When will Jesus come back? And why? You may say, Reverend Walker, that's the same message out there. Yeah? It's the same subject. It's the same subject. We can be on this subject till he come back. Same subject. Yes, we may repeat some things that we said, but I'm dealing with something special here. Dealing with something special here. And when you're dealing with the church in the last days, you're going to end up talking in Revelation. Many some we can preach in here. Many. I can pick out many some. But just the God gave me. And you don't just pick out the second coming of Jesus that you know what you're talking about. I'm not boasting that. You're going to end up in Revelation. You got to know what you're doing in Revelation. Well, Ben can bear that. I know. I'm not talking about other people. I know he's teaching about Revelation all the time. But you got to study and pray. Study and pray. And God will talk back to you. You don't just jump in Revelation. God got to put you there. That's where we are in this last church. We the church of Laodicea. You preach on it. You talk about it. God got to give it to you. We the church of this century, the 21st century church, Laodicea. And you'll see how we're going on. Just read it. listen, you'll see what happening, not to Paul then, but to us. Not to Daniel and Elihu then, but to us. Not to Luke, but to us. We talk about them preachers so bad and members so bad back in Paul them days, but what we doing? It's on us now. I promise you, it's on us. On us now. We don't talk about Paul long enough. It's on us. The church of Laodicea. Laodicea. What's wrong with it? Some of you already know what's wrong with it. One thing, we don't replace in doing it and replacing Jesus for this present world. We replacing Jesus every day until the end of this church end. It's going to be what? Replacing Jesus. In other words, going against God's word in these last and evil days. I told you a few Sundays later, back last week, 2 weeks ago, I said, they don't chuck his chair out the pulpit. Out of many churches. In some churches, they don't even bring up his name. In these last days. Church of Laodicea was a mess. And right now, we are in the mess. But I ain't going to let nobody change my mind. As the girl just got through singing, I made my mind up. Because somebody in there don't change their mind. Don't let them convince you. In this same church. Don't let them convince you now. Don't let them convince you now. They're convincing folks born and coming all over the world. In the church making room to fit it in the last and evil days. The day that Jesus is just knocking. He's knocking. Knocking at his own church door. We hear the knocking, ignoring it, and won't let him in. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Lord have mercy. Whosoever hear my voice now. I ain't talking to everybody in there. He said, I'm not talking to everybody who hear my voice. And open the door. I said it latches on the inside, not the outside. You've got to open the door yourself. But they won't let him in. That's us today. Look at your neighbor and say, amen.
Amen.
That's us today. We just checked on Laodicea. No Jesus knocking. Who is there? Nobody but Jesus. Tell him we can go. We're all right. Don't want him until hell break him. Then think God crazy. Yeah. He know what's going on. In the last. In evil days. He said, write to the churches. Write to the churches. The subject that I'm on. The second coming of Jesus. What you know about it? What you know about the second coming of Jesus? I'm just trying to get y'all to think. Okay, that's all now. My job is cheap. But what you really know about the second coming of Jesus? You know about Lazarus? Raised from the dead? You know about all that? Jesus fed the 5,000. What you know about his second coming? You need to know something about his second coming. And he's coming back just like he said he would. So we paying him no attention. The church. I'm talking about the real church. He's paying him no attention. Real Christians. And the devil wants us to ignore what God done said. This is our hope. The real Christian, this is our hope. We're looking for him. Not only looking for him, we're waiting on him. In the last prayer in the Bible, evil soul, come on back, Lord Jesus. The church waiting on him. In these last and evil days. And you got to know God giving it to you. And he gave it to me. I had to preach it to you, he said, that's enough. And you will have the end up, I told you, in the book of Revelation. And you got to talk the story, ain't that right, y'all? If you're going to talk about this second coming, you got to go to the book of Revelation. And you got to study. Paul, get your Bible, if you will. Look at Revelation 1, 3, in the fourth verse. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen. Bless this holy name. Yes, sir.
Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
The time where?
Is at hand.
John said that over 2,000 years ago. Notice now, the book of Revelation opened with a blessing. If you just read it and keep it, if you just read it, you're blessed. If you just what? Read it. You want a blessing? Who want a blessing in here? Well, go home and read Revelation. Go home and read Revelation. You get a blessing if you just want to read it. Or listen to somebody who are reading it. Then when you get to read it, give me my blessing. If you just read it. So God, the devil don't feel folks to read the book of Revelation. Because he don't want you to see how he was put in the lake of fire. From Genesis to Revelation, how he kicked folk and moved folk around, knocked them out their way. But at the last chapter, you get stories now, they always, the crook start off bad. But at the end, they get that crook. He don't want you to know they got him. Jesus already told you, I'm going to get him. Yes. In a sense, God already got him. Yes. He know that his own self. Yes, sir. If you just even what? Read it. Time is even at hand. Yes, open with a blessing. No, now it's open with a blessing. Go home and do what? Paul, look at Revelation 22, 18, and the 20th verse. Yes, sir.
For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book.
God Almighty, you got to be careful. When you begin to add in God's word and take out, put in what you want to put in, take out what you want to put out in. You got to be very careful. That if your name written in the Lamb before God will take it out. Notice again, the book closed with a curse. Open with a blessing, closed with a curse. If you add or take anything away from the book, your name will be taken out of the book of life. So you got to be careful reading the book of Revelation. God not playing with us. This is word. changing his word around. It's danger to change God's word around to fit us. And just what happened these last days, we're getting God's word around to fit us, to make us feel good and make us comfortable. When you get to moving God's word around, I don't even want to run with you. I don't want to ride in your car. Anything may happen to you. You don't mess around with God's word. You don't change that word. It's a open with a blessing and close with a curse. God Almighty. Bless his holy name. Again, what you know about the second coming of Jesus? Think a minute. What you know? If Jesus does not come back, we might as well close these doors and go home. I said, if he does not come back, we might be able to close these doors and go home and get this Bible and burn it up. This is our hope. We're going somewhere to live forever. I said, to live forever. Everybody going somewhere to live forever. God don't have but two places. Don't say hell. Well, what else is it? Hell. If you want to hear Hades, I said Hades, Sheol, but all of hell. See, you've got to go somewhere forever. Don't let the devil mess you up. You've got to live somewhere forever. And ever. And ever. And ever. And ever. And ever. And you think I want to go sleep with the devil forever? To stay where he stays forever? God said, I will give you pastors of my own heart to tell you and teach you. You just hope, boy. Real preachers, real pastors, because in the last days, a lot of false ones, because the Bible said that, you know. They don't just jump up to bring a message. You got to talk to God to get a message. You can bring your own message, but if God give you one, sometimes you don't want to preach it, but you got to preach it. You got to plead. You don't have to plead it, but woe unto you if you've been called by God. You got to tell the folk what thus saith the Lord. And you need to know something about the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because he is coming back the second time. And my brothers and sisters, on the news, Lord have mercy, last week, they said they have found the Big Bang breakthrough. Hold up. Long as last week, they have found the Big Bang breakthrough. God Almighty. They believe that this world got started with a Big Bang. They still believe what they said years ago. It started with a Big Bang. How bang sound? Bang. These kind of folk don't even believe there is a God. And young folk almost believe in what they believe. You got to watch what these movie stars make and these pictures about the Bible. You got to make sure they're coming out the Bible. The devil ain't about to be no fool, you know. He'll lead folks astray who don't even know nothing about the Bible, never been born again, and they'll bring some things in there Jesus didn't say. They'll be acting it out. They don't even, some of half of them don't even know Jesus. They making money off of us. They do some things that the Bible don't even bring up in here. You better know the Bible yourself. What they care? They only want to make some money. Something look good.
try to portray Jesus. No, never met Jesus.
You're right.
Don't let these movie stars mess you up. Devil using everything to get all the souls he can. Because he know his time is not long. Bless his holy name. So watch this now. They kind of make a breakthrough of what they say. They believe that the world started with a big bang many billion years ago. Man still trying to find out how the world got started. And God just about to destroy it. They still ramming to how it got started. And God said, I'm finna destroy this world. They better hurry up. Look like they better hurry up. That's his holy name. The devil still have people believing that human came from an ape. He had his start from a... See, now, well, I don't mean to harm y'all. I don't tell a lie on me. I know y'all. I just know church folks. I ain't called it nobody no ape. Now, really, if anybody hear my voice and believe you came from an ape, you need to go to the ape church. I mean it. See, you need to go to the ape church, you see. This human church here. Yeah, see. You need to go to the ape church. I don't have no gospel for apes. Yeah. And not only that, but if we was apes, we ought to be keep on reproducing apes.
Right.
I made the animal of his own kind. They keep on producing the same thing. I create a chicken, well, I'm going to keep on making a chicken. He's going to create chicken. Ain't no dog going to come out of chicken. I made every animal of his same what? Kind. That's his holy name. So the devil got folks crossed up in these legs. In evil days. And my brothers and sisters, they don't believe that God will destroy this world the second time. That's why they don't believe it. You'll be surprised by the billions don't believe that God plan on destroying this world again. Paul, get your Bible. I want you to read, if you will, Matthew 24. 36 through 39. Just read the Bible. You got to read your Bible. Just read your Bible. Then you go home and read yourself. And the Holy Spirit be in you, He'll reveal it to you.
Amen.
If you mean business with God.
But of that day and hour knoweth no man.
Yeah.
No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only.
Father only. My Father, what?
Only.
Angel doesn't even know. On my second coming. But he know now. See, he said nobody. But now Jesus, he know it now. But when he was in flesh, even angels don't know when he's coming. So we ain't setting no date. But I can believe. But I can believe. I ain't setting no date. Okay? It ain't going to be too long. God knows I believe it. Read on, Paul.
But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
Oh boy, I will come the same way that Noah came. That's what he said. Didn't he say it right there? They didn't know the day, nothing like that. All he said, it's going to rain. They didn't pay him no attention, but Jesus saying, nah, I'm coming the same way. They ain't going to even think I'm coming, but I'm coming. You talking about I'm preaching 67 summer. Noah preached 120 years, one subject in one summer. He went to bed and said, it's going to rain. It's going to rain. Lunchtime, it's going to rain. Supper time, it's going to rain. Get up the next day, it's going to rain. And I know I'm tired of that same subject, but you better listen at the subject. You better listen at the word of God. Jesus said, I'm coming the same way.
Amen.
When their mind is not on nothing but the world. All of my folks who sang this song, don't let the law catch you with your words on. That's his holy name. So he's coming. When you folks least expect that he's coming. But he is what? Read on, Paul.
For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark.
In other words, we ain't paying you no attention, Noah. We ain't going to stop our routine. We going doing just what we think we want to do and big enough to do. They were drinking, having fun, not really marrying. And giving in marriage. They were married and divorcing. But now they don't change that thing around about that time right there. No, they didn't have same sex marriage in Noah days. They just were divorcing. If they were, they were divorcing. But they believe in no same sex marriage because the Bible didn't teach you. Yeah. But our day, I'll get to that later on. I ain't going to get to the day now. I'm just scared. I ain't going to get to the day now. Lord got something for that. Right now, we know we're divorcing. Going and coming. Married 2 weeks, now divorce. When you get married, you're cold to find out about the person. But I find out when you're cold, we hide a lot of ourselves. Some stuff we don't want our mate to know. By the time you hook up, boy, everything break out. When you hear somebody say, they told me you were like that. Yes.
Say it, Pastor. Amen.
Bible said they were drinking, having fun, wildly. Ain't paying no attention. Marriage, giving in marriage, giving it up until Noah got into the ark. Started raining. It never rained before, but it started raining. They never saw no rain, but now it's raining. Little boys out there playing. Can I fix it like this, y'all? Little boys out there playing hopscotch, you know, and sat around the ropes and all that kind of stuff. And after a while, a drop of rain fell. Pam. When the little boy said, what is that? Three or four started falling. Pam. Then after a while, it ran in the house. Some moment raining. Boy, go, get out. Go, boy, sit down. Ain't no rain. Ain't no rain. Ain't no rain. Go, get out there. It's raining, mama. Then after a while, the bottom fell out. And when God wants to do something fast, he let rain come from double places. Water started bubbling up out of the ground. And folks and I said, that old preacher wasn't lying. We weren't paying him no attention. Now they begin to think, getting on the internet. Can I say internet? Getting on the telephone and calling Saturday next door. You hear rain? Yeah, God, what's going on? They've never done this before. But the preacher told us, it's going to rain. And God got some preachers now warning the church of Laodicea.
All right.
Jesus finna come back rougher than rain. You talking about some rain. But that's paying them no attention. Just tell me somehow to get some money. Prosperity. I ain't doubting prosperity now. But just talk about that. Talk about how God will make a way.
All right.
I'm going to tell you everything.
All right.
I've got to teach the whole story. He said they're going to be doing the same thing when I come back. The time when Noah was preaching the gospel. They weren't paying him no attention. Bless his holy name. But he's coming back. Just like he said he would. Read the last verse, Paul.
And knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
You see what it said? Well, who is the Son of Man? Jesus. 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 He coming back just like it rained did. When you least expect him. And when you look around at this world, the world right now is not thinking about Jesus. Watch this now. Watch this. And a lot of folks in church ain't thinking about Jesus. Watch this. Y'all, this ain't very important, see. Don't take me lightly. Very important. A church don't even want their owner.
You're right. No, sir.
How in the world you can have church and ain't got Jesus in the church? He out there knocking, trying to get in. They not ignorant. They know it's Jesus. God knocking at somebody's heart right now. You know it's Jesus. Why don't you open the door and let him in? He ain't going to break in. One day you wish you don't have to let him in. That same Jesus. Coming the same way. God told John to write to the seven churches. Church of Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, and Philadelphia, and Laodicea, the last church. And my brother and sister, I promise you, we are living in the church of Laodicea. I promise you. We're living in the church of Laodicea. And my brothers and sisters, since God, listen at this real good now, since God have given us the about time, everybody say about time, of each of the seven churches, period, or you can say age, or time on this earth, and their character or quality or lifestyle described by each church. Read the churches. He described every one of the churches. See which one the worst of all. The last one. The church of Laodicea. He described each one of the churches. God Almighty. And my brothers and sisters. And when he described each one of the churches. And then he gave us signs. That's what you're missing. He gave us the signs. Of his second coming. After describing each one of the church characters.
My Lord.
Not one of the churches, but Laodicea, the last church, locked them out.
Make a point.
And said, we don't need you and need for nothing. Matter of fact, hit the road, Jack. That's all they're telling God. Hit the road, Jack. We don't need you no more. Look at so many folks now in these last days. They ain't thinking about Jesus.
No, sir.
I'm talking about in churches.
You're right.
That means Jesus had to look at individual. Now the one that hear my voice. Since I can't come in, since the one that hear my voice, I'm glad I heard his voice. Although I'm in that period, but I heard the voice. You ought to thank God you heard the voice. In these last and evil days, he gave us signs. And he told us don't be ignorant of the signs.
That's right.
That means he gave the sign to us. And we feel just like Jesus not coming back.
You're right.
We got things under control, Reverend. Okay.
All right.
Oh, Paul, look at Matthew 24, 1 through 5. Y'all gonna get this stuff, buddy. You better stay here until Jesus comes back. Y'all can get this thing.
Preach.
We're going to get it real. Don't you be down here that long. Okay, but we're going to get it. Hold on, you're going to get this stuff. I want my folks to know this stuff. I got a reason. Hold on, Mike. Read it, Paul.
And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple.
Read on, Paul.
And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down.
Read on, Paul.
And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?
Hold on, man. Tell us. Watch this now. Tell us when these things going to be. Watch this now. In the end, what? The end of what? And we don't believe the world going to come to an end? See how the devil have deceived so many folks? When it going to come to an end? This world going to come to an end. This world, this pretty stuff you see. That being God said, don't get tangled up in things of the world. Everything you see gonna be destroyed. Everything physical that you can see gonna be destroyed. My Mercedes Benz, yes. My Cadillac, yes. That diamond I paid $9,000 for, yes. All that. I got my money invested in this and that. That gonna be that right there.
You're right.
Gonna be destroyed. Everything that man got here gonna be destroyed. I'm gonna destroy the whole world.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my. I'm giving folks a lot of time. It's been over now, over 2,000 years. And now it got down to us. We don't believe it have gotten to us, but it's us now. I promise you. God Almighty, it's us not, boy. Read on, Paul.
And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you.
That's the first thing. Don't let nobody deceive you. And folk deceiving folk going and come all over the world, especially in America. Especially in America. Technology has messed us up. We think we can do anything with what we got. Oh, you don't mess yourself up by not depending upon Jesus. God don't brought a man from this far. We don't put God down. The average church in America don't even talk about Jesus no more. I say American. Oh, boy. We don't need it. We got so much. Some of us. We rich. We don't need for God Almighty. Sign. Read on, Paul.
For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many.
That goes on right now, don't it? Some folks never met Jesus than a chicken met him. But yet still, they talking about him. The fool folks, deceiving folks. I don't mean no harm, preacher. There's so many in the pulpit never been called by God.
You're right. Amen, Pastor.
I said never Amen. Been called by God. They just took up preaching. You don't take up preaching.
Go ahead.
God doesn't call you to preach.
You're right.
And you ain't going to be in no dream.
Right. Yeah.
If you dream you was a preacher, you ain't preached yet.
All right. All right.
God got to call you to be a preacher. So many false ones. And God said in the last day, many going to come to me in that day. He said, we cast out devils in your name. We've done this in your name. But Jesus said, I never knew y'all. Where y'all come from? I never knew you. Where you come from? See, oh boy. I don't mean no harm, preachers. I don't radio you either. I'm just
preaching.
The Bible. I'm dealing with the Bible now. See, the church is not about us killing.
Amen.
The church is about Jesus.
Amen.
We want to be celebrities now. Ain't no, God don't have no celebrities. God just said, lift up my son, Jesus. We want to be big shots in
right.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead.
Not about us. It's about the Christ, the Son of the living God. We want to be seen. I told my folk years ago, if we get out of ugly self by God, we can use some of us.
Yes, you can.
Get out of his way. Let him use you. Stay out of his way. Be a humble and bow down to him. He can use anybody if you just bow down to him. Got to stay out of Jesus' way. Folks can't see Jesus for us sometimes.
You're right.
These last days. You can believe if you want. These last days. Bless his holy name. And my brother and sister, the frame time, or time frame of Peter, James, and John, days are over. I'm going to say it again. The time frame of Peter, James, and John days are over. Paul's silent days are over. Their church time is over.
Yeah.
Mama. I can't stop reading the Bible now. I said, their church time.
All right.
We don't read about them, how they come through. Yeah. How this happened. Talk about it. Now it's on us. Nah.
Right.
It's down to that last church, Laodicea.
Right.
It's us. It's us. We don't want to accept it, but it's us. What the hell, Reverend? We don't left the word of God.
Amen.
We don't count the Bible as nothing now. Everybody writing Bibles. The devil got Bibles written out. We don't left the word of God. God Almighty. We don't left the word of God in these last, in the evil day. So my brothers and sisters, we have gotten down to the last of the church period. Right now, the church of Laodicea, the 21st century church, it is our time now. It's our time. Everybody say, our time. It's our time. I promise you, it's our time. And we can see them day by day. I dare you to read it. Read about the last days and see, don't you see us plain as day. Our time now. What we are doing in these last and evil days. And my brothers and sisters, it is on us now, you and you, the one claim to know Jesus in this last of the seven churches, Laodicea, this worldly church. The one who locked out Jesus. If Jesus is not present, real joy is not there. If Jesus is not present, real love is not there. If Jesus is not present, real peace is not there. If Jesus is not present, real worship is not in there. Well, what's going on, Reverend Walker? Y'all got to get this stuff, see? If we don't lock him out, he's not in there. What we doing in there then? Something got to be going on in there. It's busy, but not about Jesus.
Something going on.
Not about him. Folks that want to be entertained by these last days, brother. Entertain me. All that kind. Paul, let's find out what's going on there. Look at 2 Timothy 3:5 for me. Let's see what's going on. Because we need to know that, don't they, right there?
Amen.
We need to know what's going on in each church.
Amen.
You see what the Bible says.
Yes,
sir. 2 Timothy 3:5.
Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away.
Have a what?
A form.
Form in what? Fashion like.
Amen.
Just putting on a what? A form. Put on a show. but doing what else? Denying the power there. Denying Jesus at the door. He the power.
That's what's going on.
Power knocking at the door. They won't let the power in.
All right.
They just going through motions. Being entertained. Just like sometimes, you know, it's, oh, have mercy.
Go ahead.
Oh, I better say that now. I probably make somebody real mad. And
I'm with you, Pastor.
That's all right. I'm going on. Bless your heart. It may direct hit somebody in here. Brother. It may hit somebody direct. So I better not say it. I'm going on. So my brothers and sisters, it's no need to talk about so much about Peter, James, and John. Y'all better listen to me now. It's about what we are doing now in these last days. It's on us now, the church of Laodicea. It is about the question of how, what Pilate told the Jews 2,000 years ago.
Right.
It don't got down to that, what Pilate told the Jews now. Yeah. Lord Almighty. It don't got down to that now. That's kind of sad, ain't it? Got down to that. Now, Paul, let's see what he said. It don't got down to what Pilate told the Jews. We saying the same thing. Matthew, Paul, 27, 22, 23. Got to get this done.
Pilate said unto them, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, let him be crucified.
Who that keep on knocking out there?
Crucify
him. Look, she went back and looked. That's Jesus. Woman, let him in. No, don't let him in. Just what we saying now, what we gonna do with? We got a Jesus on our hand. We got to do something with him. He like a potato. You got to do something with him.
All right.
You got to do something with him. It's up to you to do something with him. He's knocking. Just like Paul said, well, what am I going to do with Jesus? He hasn't done nothing but crucify him. Get rid of him. We're going to have church, but we just don't want him in here.
All right.
He won't approve of what's going on in here. So don't let him in. And we said the same thing. What shall we do with Jesus? God Almighty. Read, Paul.
And the governor said.
The governor said.
Why?
Why?
What evil has he done?
God Almighty.
But they cried out the more, saying, let him be crucified.
This is what American church is doing right now. I promise you, American church doing it right now. We don't want Jesus. We got our own laws. We make our own laws. It was a mistake in this Bible what God said. We fixed our laws like we want to fix them.
You're right. You're on target, Pastor.
Well, what we going to do with Jesus? Do what the bad other folks done, kill him.
That's right. Get rid
of him. We don't want to bring him up. And you can believe this or not, some churches call themselves talking about Jesus. They don't even bring up Jesus' name. Watch folks in America. You can say something in public about Jesus. Folks look at you like you crazy.
You're right. You're right.
It just don't got that bad. We may think it funny. We may think it ain't right. It hidden what I'm saying. Watch the public. Watch them. They can put on anything they want to put on. They can have, well, they wear their suit, they put all their football player hats on, they put all their shirts on, they put everything on everywhere else, but when it comes out of Jesus, well, what's wrong with him?
That's right. That's right.
I don't think the elevator go up to the high, somebody's running. So, how y'all? This elevator don't go to the top. Yeah, yeah. Something wrong with this elevator. See, that's what we call us crazy now. But they ain't going to say nothing about nothing else but Jesus' name. Nobody but Jesus. What folks? What Jesus done to folks? That folks don't care nothing about it. What? What folks? He wakes you up every morning. The world can have their fun with what they want to have, but what about Jesus? We don't do like the Jews said years ago, crucify him. The Jews said that got rid of him, and the church going to end up doing the same thing. Don't lock them out. It's the same thing. We don't need him. There's been a very few Jews get saved right now. The tribulation not for the Gentile. The tribulation is for the Jews because they turn down their Savior. Now it's our time. We're doing the same thing the Jews done. And I got this on my hand, got to you. See, God's going to put a strong delusion. It's going to be a, when Jesus comes back in the church, no great tribulation going to come after that. Did you not know that Satan's going to be cutting their head off? If they don't sign or put their name on their forehead, all that kind of stuff. Tribulation time going to come during the time of the Gentile. Church, Jesus going to get his church and wrap you up. Ain't got to. Don't wrap it up. Nothing but saved folk gone. Everybody dying, Gentiles and Jews. Everything is lost. Everything gone. Watch the Gentile. See, now the Jews, just very few get saved. Now during the Great Tribulation, guess what God's going to do to the Gentiles? Because their time is right now. You better get it right right now. Watch this now. Watch this. Because God said, I'm going to put a strong delusion on the Gentiles. To believe a lie rather than the truth. In other words, they're going to believe Antichrist is Jesus. Because he's going to make them believe it because they have the chance to get saved. It's our time to get saved now. God cut the Jews off to put us in. That means they got to go through great tribulation for 7.5 years because they turned down their Savior. But Gentile time is just about over now. During the great tribulation, Satan gonna come on his earth. Look shining like he God, like he Jesus. And the Jews said, look at that, devil Savior coming. But he gonna mess them up. Already messed them up one time, but that's not a long story. But the Gentiles, us, it's our time to get saved now. But God said, I'm gonna put a strong delusion. Where they'll believe a lie. Rather, than the truth. They can believe that is the devil. I mean, it's the Lord, but they're going to be deceived. This is your time to get saved now. The Gentiles' time is right now. See, folk play with this thing. This thing, but church ain't nothing to play with. We can play church all we want. It ain't nothing to play with. I promise you. God knows there's nothing to play with. In the land. In the but day. And my brother and sister, you got it all, Paul?
Yes,
you too, Paul?
That was it.
I'm just about to. Okay. I'm just about to. I got 6 more minutes. Okay. My brothers and sisters, when the church of Christ can ignore, everybody say ignore.
Ignore.
When the church of Christ can ignore the owner of his church knocking at the door, and they won't let him in their heart. It's just like telling the world to crucify him. Crucify him. We don't need him crucified. We rich. We don't want nothing to do with Jesus. Get the church a little thou said. Read it. Go home and read it. You get a blessing if you just what? Read it. You may not understand it. He said, read it. And listen to folks who read it, but listen to your pastor. Amen. What? Look at watch this. What I got to lose and what I got to gain?
All right.
I can fool you that crazy like you now. The message comes from God.
Yeah.
Catalog number 1412.
That means you have to listen at your pastor.
All right.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Got to listen at your pastor. Yeah. Any last, any other day. Listen at this now. The same Jesus. I'm not bragging when I'm in the set now. I got 5 women. The same. Everybody say the same Jesus.
The same Jesus.
The same Jesus who called Peter, James, and John. Guess what, y'all? He called me.
You're right.
These preachers that they've been called by, it was the same Jesus.
Right.
Wasn't no different Jesus.
Go ahead.
The same one that called Moses called me.
Preach, Reverend. Go ahead.
The same one that called all the other prophets called me.
Right.
You think I'll be up here making a fool out of myself?
Reverend, preach.
It's the same Jesus.
Yeah.
It just don't got to our time. We got to accept it.
Yeah. Preach here, Reverend.
Go ahead.
The same one.
What, no different Jesus?
No.
The same Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I just started preaching on dream.
All right.
I just started preaching on vision.
Oh, man.
I heard it.
Yeah.
And Brother Killing, get the killing part about right here. You heard him and you can't stop.
All right. Preach on.
I said you can't stop.
Preach on.
His power is so powerful, you just got to do what he said.
Yes.
You don't want to say nothing, but you find your mouth talking pop, 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 all the time.
Yes, sir. You're right, Pastor.
You can't help yourself. You try to hold back, but you can't hold it back.
Yes.
He's too powerful.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
But now, guess what now?
Uh-huh.
I just don't humble myself.
Yes.
And just tell me what you want me to say.
Yes, I'm yours.
Just tell me what you want me to say.
Yes.
I'ma say it if I got the wrong. I'm
yes.
sure gonna say it.
Uh-huh.
It's the same Jesus.
Well,
yes, sir.
Ain't had no dream.
Yes, sir. Talk about
it. It's the same Jesus. No different Jesus. This his world. This his church. And he's going to hold me responsible for the one that under my leadership. Everybody that hear me is real.
Uh-huh.
I won't play at your soul to save my life. He real, y'all. It's the same Jesus. If you say you've been calling, everybody raise your hand if you've been converted, raise your hand. Well, all right then. Well, you've been saved? All right, I'm saved too.
All right.
But you just ain't heard them boys say, go preach. That's what you haven't heard yet, right? I have. Shy somebody like me, talking about preaching. I know you kidding. Not me. I'm trying to get the same Jesus. He the same Jesus. He the same God. Oh, my God. I'm close with this. And I heard one preacher say one day, he said, I'm doing my best. Doing my best. It's up to you to listen.
All right.
From the depth of my heart, all of us got to stand before living God. I don't even want my enemy to go to hell. I don't want my enemy to go to hell. My job is to try to keep you in line. Keep you what's going on up to date. He told me to watch for the signs. And I told y'all I'm going to get into that. I didn't know nothing about the coming of Jesus, but he told me.
All right.
When he called me to preach, don't tell the world about Jesus. Plus, tell them I'm on my way back from the depth of my heart. I ain't know nothing about the coming of Jesus. The old preacher said it's going to be fire next time.
Yep,
that's all I heard. water this time, but fire. But now, I know a little about this now.
All right, Pastor.
Got to help my people in these last days. That same Jesus that called Moses called me. Same Jesus called Paul and Silas. These preachers said he called them.
All right, Pastor. Yes, sir.
This is a testimony. You've got to know that for yourself. You can't let nobody put their hand on you. What you waiting on? All that kind. What you waiting on? Waiting on God to do something. That's all. Don't let folk get you out there. This thing ain't nothing to play with. I'm sending you out a sheep in the midst of wolves. Let no fool you out there. See, do what I got done. I ain't fat bragging. Good. I said, I'm got to know for myself. Hopefully you're going to be a preacher. Oh, you ain't going to call me a preacher.
That's right.
God fixed me where I couldn't help it.
All right.
Called me when I was on my job. I had to leave my job.
Right.
Fixed me where you can't help it. You know you're sure then you can't help yourself. If you can help yourself, you ain't been called yet.
Right.
I'm going to say it again. If you can help yourself, you haven't been called yet. God got to call you to preach. It's a calling.
Yes, sir.
In the last day, false preachers everywhere now. I know they'll cut the radio off. That's good.
Preach on.
My hands here.
Preach on.
Yes, Lord. I'm preaching where I stopped off today. Get the whole story. He ain't through with us. Let's get the whole story.
Amen.
Want to see what the end going to be.
Yes.
But right now, we here in these last days. Let us all stand.
Thank you.
Bless his holy name.
Bless you.